nobody, but nobody, nobody, nobody told us how much of our own choices that we make that are good for us will feel like the worst thing that has ever happened to us. Nah. Like, I get that when you, if you're this kind of person where you give and you give and you give, right? And then you make the choice to just stop. Maybe with a certain person, maybe transfer of jobs, careers, friendships, familial relationships. No matter who you stop with or what you stop, sometimes it's just painful. Sometimes it's just painful being you, being exactly who you are, and making the healthiest choices for yourself. Like, that can be pain too. Like, the better version of yourself really will thank us. It will thank you one day, but for one day, for 2 days, that just hurts. It just hurts sometimes. It's not always a good feeling when you've known someone or something or a way of life or certain habits for a long, long, long time, and you've come to a place where you have to break up with those old habits, you have to break up with those friendships, relationships that are no longer serving you, that are no longer serving you as you are. It no longer serves the vision. It no longer serves the dream. I don't know how we end up in these spaces, right? But I do know we end up in these spaces for growth, for ultimate personal self growth that only the self can do on the self. And I hope our future selves are very proud of us right now for making those very uncomfortable leaps and strides and choices to get to the vision, to see it to pass, to see it come to pass, to see it actually in this realm, on this earth, in this time. I want nothing but for your future self to thank you right now. I want your future self to thank you for the tears you've cried, the pain you've endured, the life you've traveled, the life you've lived. Being you is no easy task. How dare anyone say anything about how you live? Because you are doing it and doing it to the best of your ability. And so am I. And sometimes the best is tired. Sometimes the best is a break, rest, a sabbatical, a vacation. But it is all a choice. So, if you choose to not do anything this week or do everything this week, may your higher self thank you for giving it all you had this week. Because that's all you had. That's all you have. And that is always good enough. Go easy on yourself. Making those good but tough decisions. And waiting out to see the results of your choices. Because that's painful too. Waiting is painful. Until you learn to just embrace it. One day all of these beautiful choices that we make for ourselves, for the betterment of our lives, to see the vision to the end, will pay off. I hope that you see all of the results of your choices for your life. I wish you nothing but the best. You've endured a lot. And I thank you. I thank you.